All right, guys, and welcome back. So we just talked about why money is important, yeah? Because at the end of the day, pays for nice things, won't make us happy, but if we go to work, we may as well earn as much money as we can, right, yeah? We may as well do as well as we can. We may as well go and ask for that pay rise, you know, do a good job, get some more money in and buy some of the nice things that we want, yeah? So if you're stuck in a rut money-wise, go and ask for a pay rise. But make sure you're doing a great job first, yeah? And guarantee you, as a manager over the years, people don't come and ask for pay rises. They don't do it, yeah? I always did. I always got it. But when you go and you ask for a pay rise at work, make sure you've got like a big list of stuff that you've been doing. So you can go up to them and say, look, you know, I've done over and above what my job is. I want some more money, or I'm going to go elsewhere. Or even better, go for an interview. Get an offer for a job, take it into work and say, you know, look, these are all the things I've done. I love working here, but I'd like some more money. But alternatively, I've been offered this position. Can you match it or whatever? You know, I've done that a few times for people at work and stuff, and it does work, guys. But money is important. So don't limit yourself to, you know, you're only worth £4.50 an hour or whatever. You're not. You're worth whatever, you know, the market rate is, whatever you feel like you're worth and whatever value you put into it. So think about money, yeah? Think about it, okay? So next one was about opportunities will come when your eyes are open to receive them, yeah? So a lot of the time I've talked about being nice to people, you know, networking, you know, talking to people, because quite a few times in my career, a lot of the breaks that I've been given have been just out of the blue conversations with people and at work and stuff like that. And it's now funny because, you know, I'm working full time at the minute, but a lot of recruiters and stuff contact me all the time, you know, would you like this job, that job? And generally what I do is, because I'm in a full-time position, I recommend my friends who are contractors, and quite often or not, they get the job. But, you know, you need to be looking all the time for those opportunities, you know, talk to anybody. You never know who the person is standing next to you. You never know who the person is on the bus, you know, in the restaurant, who the person is that you open the door for. You don't know who people are. So you should always have a conversation with people. People that you meet, you know, hi, what you do, you know, you okay? You know, have a chat with them in the pub or whatever, and you will see that opportunity is open. But whilst you're just going to work in the same place, you're just going home, watching telly, you're not going out, you're not socializing, you're not looking for those opportunities. And life is an opportunity. You know, it is a dream. You can make it whatever you want it to be. But meeting people and seeing what they can offer, because nowadays people want people working for them that they trust, that they know will work hard, that they will do a great job for them, because they don't want someone that's going to come in, you know, and go, oh, I can't be bothered with this, I'm not getting paid that much, I don't want to work that hard. No, they want people that they know and they can trust, because everybody's under pressure nowadays. Everybody is worried, you know, about paying the bills and all that good stuff. But opportunities are always there. It was like I was following a guy for ages because I'm into like search engine optimization, right? Yeah, probably boring to you, but it's how you get your website to the top of Google. Okay, so I spent years looking at it, and then I met a guy that I was studying from, and he actually hired me to work for him, yeah? Okay, now at the time, he paid me £600 an hour, yeah? £600 an hour, can you imagine being paid that, yeah? Now that is an opportunity, despite the fact that I messed it up, because I did something silly, and I messed with Google, and basically Google bounced all my sites all over the shop. You know, it was a learning curve for me, but if I never ever took the opportunity to introduce myself to him, I would never have been given that opportunity. So always look for opportunities. If there's something that you're interested in, go and talk to people. You know, there's Facebook groups, there's forums, there's all sorts of stuff that you can meet people now. Don't sit at home like a recluse, you know, or even if you are at home like a recluse, get on your laptop and meet people. You know, it should be fun. It's like even the dating stuff I did. Yeah, it was fun for a little while. Worked out, I met my beautiful lady as well, bonus. But, you know, get out there, meet people, take opportunities, see what the world is like. Don't just let it pass you by. Do something about it. Have a plan, have a future. Know where you want to go, know what you want to do. You know, have fun with it. And meeting new people is great fun. You know, you shouldn't be shy. No need to be shy. You know, most people are happy to talk about what they're good at, what they like. And most people are willing to give opportunities, like I said, to people that they know really, really want them. So that's the lesson for today. Keep your eyes open for opportunities and never be scared to say no. You know, always look for that next biggest thing, that next big thing that is going to make you go, I'm one step closer to my goal. I'm one step closer to being really happy. I'm one step closer to having everything I want in life. And can you imagine how good that I feel once you get there? But you need to take opportunities when they come. Okay? Keep your eyes peeled. Keep them open, keep looking, all right? So that's the end of today's video. So the next video is about enjoying life. It's meant to be a happy experience, yeah? Okay? So I'll see you in the next video. I'll probably be still in this t-shirt for the next one as well, but as I said, I'm behind myself. Well, I'll see you very soon, all right? Take it easy, ta-ra now.